Meatloaf has died at the age of 74. Adele is gutted by the postponement of her Las Vegas residency. Monsta X cancels its Canadian date on the No Limit tour. And ABBA has reached a settlement with a tribute act. It's Friday, January 21st, and here are your latest music news updates brought to you by The Filter. Meatloaf, the rocker who burst onto the scene with 1970s Bat Outta Hell, died on Thursday. He was 74. According to a statement from his family, the singer died with his wife Deborah and daughters Pearl and Amanda at his side. We know how much he meant to many of you, and we truly appreciate all the love and support as we move through this time of grief into losing such an inspiring artist and beautiful man, it read. A cause of death was not immediately disclosed, but it was well documented that Meatloaf battled a number of health issues during his life. TMZ reported that he died from complications of COVID-19. Born Marvin Lee Ade in Dallas, he caught the performance bug from his mother, who was part of a gospel quartet, and started singing and acting in high school. Following his mother's death, Meatloaf moved to Los Angeles and formed a band. In 2016, the singer told Oprah Winfrey that his father nicknamed him Meat when he was 4 days old because he was born bright red. The loaf came in 8th grade when a football coach called him a hunk of meatloaf. Between 1977 and 2016, Meatloaf released a dozen studio albums. A tearful Adele apologized to her fans on Thursday after announcing that she is postponing her Las Vegas residency. The singer was supposed to kick off Weekends with Adele on Friday at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace. In all, 24 shows were lined up before April 16th. All of the roughly 100,000 tickets were snapped up within hours of going on sale. "I'm so sorry, but my show ain't ready," Adele said in a video message she shared on social media. "But we've been absolutely destroyed by delivery days and COVID. Half my crew, half my team are down with COVID. It's been impossible to finish the show, and I can't give you what I've got right now, and I'm gutted. I'm gutted, and I'm sorry that it's so last minute. We've been awake for over 30 hours now trying to figure it out, and we've run out of time. I'm so upset, and I'm really embarrassed." Adele apologized to fans who have traveled Las Vegas to see her this weekend. "I'm really, really sorry," she said. "I'm really sorry." The singer promised that the shows will be rescheduled. Ticketmaster is offering refunds within the next 30 days. Monsta X announced Friday that it is scrapping the only Canadian date on its upcoming North American tour. "We have made this decision with the safety of fans, artists, and staff as our top priority," read a message from Starship Entertainment. "We're sorry for the inconvenience and ask for your generous understanding." The Monsta X tour, originally set to include a June 14th, 2020 stop in Toronto and a July 3rd, 2020 stop at Vancouver, but as the pandemic raged, Monsta X rescheduled the Toronto show to April 30th, 2021 and canceled Vancouver. Last May, the Toronto show was pushed to February 1st, 2022. Ticket holders will automatically receive refunds. ABBA has settled lawsuits against British tribute act ABBAmania. The Swedish pop group sued the group last month in New York, alleging its parasitic and bad faith conduct infringed on ABBA's trademarks. ABBAmania is described on its website as the best ABBA tribute concert ever, and it boasts ABBAmania has been delighting audiences of all ages since its formation in 1999. A disclaimer at the bottom of the website reads, "ABBAmania is no way associated, affiliated, or endorsed by Polar Music or ABBA." ABBA claimed in its lawsuit that ABBAmania ignored its request to not include the word ABBA in its name. Terms of the settlement were not disclosed in documents filed on Thursday, but a lawyer representing ABBA told Billboard that ABBAmania has agreed to stop using the name. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts for more episodes of The Filter every day.